This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It is a good morning, beautiful and sunny. It seems like the clouds are clearing and we're going to have a beautiful sunny day. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the station, Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. And I am T. I hope you had yourself a wonderful week and it's good to have you back. All right? Now, while we at it, to reconnect, what is that one thing about you? What is that one thing about you? One thing. Like feminine non-tantra, a.k.a. Joy Mkhuli, say, I don't like phone calls or making phone calls. Yo, I'm with you there, hey? Hey. I'm the kiss guy. Keep it straight, short and sweet and simple. Finish. I think I'm paying for my sins because I used to, during the rotary phone days, I used to have my own scoop engine. So when the parents are not there, and then they'll lock the phone, me and I'll connect mine. So I think I'm paying for those days. Because honestly speaking, whew, I can't stand it. Kuri, home phone in ki, Done. Unless it's obviously an interesting issue that we definitely need to discuss. Other than that, keep it short and simple. What is that one thing about you? We all have that one thing about ourselves. Only those who are close to us know about it. We are not ashamed of it, no. But we only tell those who care. Yeah, because sometimes some people may frown upon it. But to you, that's your truth and you're going to stick to it. You'll wear it like a badge of honor. So, hence my question, what is that one thing about you? Maybe you are unapologetic about being confrontational. Maybe you're a confrontational person. Or maybe you are that person who will take naps and still find it easy to sleep at night. God's favorite children. How do you do that? You can sleep, Bona, in the company of noise. Oh yeah, gone. Maybe one thing about you is that you never ask for help, like Thomas. No matter how hard things get. So what is that one thing about you? You'll wear it, like I said. Like a badge of honor. And the thing about it is that should people know about it, they're going to judge you. Like Usakil.
Mina prati angthandu kubakashelwana mara mina ngiyavakashelana. Ufuna mina ukuza kuwe but angthandu kubakashelwana.
Told you, you're going to judge him. One thing about me. That's the hashtag. What is it about you? Zoe Morane are. Hey, nagara ta attention. Say it with your chest, girl. Say it. And how we run away? Rat. Zintar, I don't know how to ask for money from anyone, especially a partner. Yo. And I have not been lucky to be with someone who will just give it to me without me asking. When I really need it, I'd rather go to the bank and increase the credit card. It is that bad. That is the one thing about me. Patung. DQ. Is it DG or DQ?
As var prati, happy Monday, Mehrotman. Mina, I'm an SMS type of guy.
Yeah.
As much as I do have these apps about WhatsApp and them, but yes. I'm an SMS type of guy. If you send me a WhatsApp, you're sending at your own risk. I might reply 2 hours later, 5 hours later, or even 2 weeks later. And I don't care. I'm like there to develop. But if you send me an SMS within an hour, I'll reply you, I'll call you back. I'm that guy.
Yeah. At your own risk.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on the most common hashtag, one thing about me. If there's one thing we have all in common are these 3 teaspoons. We will pay for convenience. If there's one thing we all agree on, is that if convenience is at stake and there's a price to it and we can afford it, we will chip it and pay it. Whether it's cheap or not. And if we're going to make life easier, we will pay. 2, you will always choose your peace. There are people who will always choose peace. They never involve themselves in other people's problems. When they are going through some things, they will sort them out, Bona, themselves, and avoid stress of having too many unwarranted opinions. Choosing peace. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on the most common hashtag one thing about me. You enjoy food your way. There are people who enjoy food. their way. They don't care whether they are being judged or not. They will eat what they want and mix it with whatever. If it means they must even ask for skaftin every time they go somewhere hunale function, they will do it. What is the one thing about you, JJ?
And then she smiles.
Is that it?
That's the one thing about me. I'll smile at everybody.
Well, no, no, no. We're not no super. These are the days that let you mask. Yeah? Yeah? She's busy saying she's smile. Gonna,
exactly. It smells like a spoonoba.
Let me tell. Alrighty. Let's go. So the one thing about me, I'll set my alarm clock even on a weekend. Like, I want to feel that feeling of, phew, today's my day to rest. I don't know why I do it.
Hi. So wait. So you'll set it up. You'll set your alarm to wake you up.
To wake me up as though I'm going to work the next day. I feel so good, Uncle T.
Hey, that's beautiful. I think I must try that.
Just to appreciate.
Because you're always in working mode, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Set it up, right? And then remind yourself, not today.
Appreciate
as Morgan, I'm flying. I like that.
Can I disagree? That sounds like trauma to me. That's literally trauma.
Listen,
for me.
Someone's trauma is someone's piece of it.
Right? Well, then, the one thing about me, I must say, is so I was reading up about it, and apparently it's for people who are insecure and have a low self-esteem. I don't understand what that means. But I'm a people pleaser. I feel like I go out of my way. And I was just thinking about it, like, this week I set up an appointment that was really just outside of a time that was good for me.
And I still did it.
It's still there. It's still in my diary. I'm still going to go to this. I still have to go, Uncle T. I've got the opportunity to be like, actually, please can we postpone and move it to another time. But here I am. I'm going to do it for this person because it's more convenient for them than it is for me.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you know what? I think it is not what the internet says. The internet says it's because I need to have lack of self-esteem.
People, we have people-pleasing syndrome.
Blah, blah, blah. No. It's because I'm a firstborn. It's a firstborn syndrome.
I don't have that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Are you the firstborn?
Yes, I am a firstborn.
The trauma on your face, Uncle T.
Is JJ the firstborn?
Right?
Why?
No. I'm the lastborn, but I'm more firstborn than you, JJ.
My sisters say the same thing.
Never. JJ is the first lastborn. I never. So it's a firstborn syndrome.
I think it's a firstborn syndrome.
What?
It is.
No, I'm trying to think about it.
You know why? Because we always try to please our parents. You always want to make sure you get the awards, even though you know that Afrikaans is just not your subject. But you are there. You're trying to get the awards.
And those who come after you, they don't have the same pressure.
Exactly.
Who gets you? You know, there's nothing like hashtag one thing about me, and you realize that you are actually a very rare breed, but somebody gets you. Who gets you? The fact that you are this person. I'm about to take your calls. Call me 086-00-00-959. Who gets you? That's my question.
3 teaspoons.
If there's one thing we have all in common, we will pay for convenience. If convenience is at stake and there's a price to it that we can afford it, we will chip it and pay it. Whether it's cheap or not, and it's going to make life easier, we will pay. There are people who will always choose peace. They never involve themselves in other people's problems. When they are going through some things, they will sort them out bona themselves and avoid stress of having too many unwarranted opinions. You enjoy food your way. There are people who enjoy food their way. They don't care whether they are being judged or not. They will eat what they want and mix it with whatever. If it means they must even ask for skaftin every time they go somewhere hunale function, they will do it. What is that one thing about you?
The best tea in the city.
Mina, what frustrates me about me is when I love for real. Kanti, ngizophoxeka phambilini. Yo, sangazi noma nginothando oluningi nje. So, that's what frustrates me, hey.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
I'm that guy who made fun of every situation. I always find a way of twisting things. Be a good situation, be a bad situation, but I will make fun of it. I'm that kind of a guy you don't want to sit next to at the funeral. Because you laugh out loud, people will look at us, I will keep a straight face, and then you will be in trouble. So I'm that guy.
Yo, Batum, na, cloud and cooler.
Yeah.
And my 19-year-old daughter and Abatum, ha, what the humida new people, but how about some, Ababatin Nick?
What's a letter, Anna Anzo?
Hi,
Malazi Maui.
Hello, Papa.
The one thing about you?
Get out here, Hannah. But I got the firstborn syndrome. Pleasing everybody.
So is it really truly a firstborn thing?
Yeah, I think so. Because now mama was working, ne? At the age of I was 10, I was 4 years. So I had to take care of everything.
Yeah.
Everything, the homework, the mama and the hopeha. So it's like that. So you get like ukhola kapila usale munyane. But at the end of the day ukhola vele ukhola leona ntwe ho tsantse everybody like awu khona re no kapila bonto like awu khona re no mo batho like always like you feel sorry for that person even if you got a kinale 10 rand ya maqetelo mo phetse.
A
rata ke se motho o then ke tsati nagane a se ke tamo so ke okay wena o le ithola kae. Wabo. So
who gets you though? Who gets
my you? Apart from my mom, it's Lerato Makata. She's like we grew up together, go get again. We can stay months without talking, Uncle T. But as soon as maybe I pick up the phone and say I'm not okay, you know, like she gets everything that I would say to her, and then she relates to everything that I would say to her. So like we friends, like we sisters. I cannot tell, like say she's my friend. We sisters like that. We can say months, just saying hello, go what's up. You know, so yeah. Apart from my mom, Dilarato Makata, she really gets me.
Nice one. Thanks for that call. I appreciate it.
I'm that guy who made fun of every situation. I always find
I think like the lady who just called right now, affection just gives me heebie-jeebies and anxiety. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to respond, you know. Yeah, I get very anxious because I'm like, okay, so what must happen now?
She was responding to what Siamo said earlier on. Siamo said she doesn't know how to respond to affection. When somebody shows her affection, she doesn't know how to respond. Can you imagine? Muzi, hi. My brother.
Yes.
You're right, Mia Twitter.
I'm sharp. I mean, I think there's a lot of them, but I'm willing to choose some of them. Like, for number one, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, Father, no, Thomas. Yin.
It's good to him. It's because of, like, we used to do things ourselves. But then, like, you feel like the next person won't understand with you.
Yeah, you are so self-reliant, yeah.
Yes. Another thing, I can't apologize for that.
Do you like that, or that frustrates you?
I think that frustrates me, because sometimes, I mean, as we human beings, we're not perfect.
Exactly.
So sometimes you do something wrong to someone, but then, because of following this into, like, right in the right way, sometimes you miss the step. When you miss the step, it requires for you to apologize, and you're not used to doing that, apologizing.
But who gets you? Who understands?
I think it's my girlfriend.
Who's that your girlfriend? How tall are he, Muzi?
No, I think she's the one who's like, she's not only a girlfriend, but she's my friend as well, because of I talk to her about everything.
Only there now, Tim.
In fact, we pay COVID, Konamaja, to choose into the Sangasa, but eventually, in the Malsa.
Ah, man, keep 5 rand your valley gate to 10 year lock on your key gate of Tambanganida.
Yan to make a show.
All out, Tam.
What a busy. The only thing I don't like about myself is I don't know how to show excitement. Like when somebody buys me a gift or something, I don't know how to show that I'm excited, that I'm happy. That's one thing I don't like about myself.
I'm sure, Z, it frustrates you and it also frustrates the people around you.
Now, one thing I can tell you about me, I am realistic.
Okay.
And some people perceive that as being negative, but I'm just realistic about life and a lot of things. So I prepare my mind not to expect anything from anyone so that I don't get disappointed. So I'm very realistic about a lot of things. You understand? So, like, okay, this situation, the outcome might be this. That's how realistic I am. And what frustrates me is that I'm too understanding about me, way too understanding, and that's not good.
Brandam Tambo also tweeted me about this, by the way. She says she has realized that she is the problem. She hasn't set boundaries for people around her, so they take advantage. Huh? Lloyd, hi.
Hi, Mr. Tim.
You are the last sip. Welcome.
Sirati, Minjani.
Sirat, Bruam, you are the last sip. Go ahead.
So one thing about me is that I cannot keep a serious face in the midst of the seriousest things or conversations. I keep smiling.
Hi.
I tell you.
Not clap out.
Unfortunately, my wife doesn't get it.
Yeah.
We are talking about serious stuff and I'm smiling or laughing and yeah.
If I tell her, whoa. Yak jabulisa leto or yak frustrate leto?
It frustrates me, but I'm a happy person. Every moment, I'm just a happy person. So that happiness flows into our arguments. I don't know. But yes.
What is the worst that has happened?
Arguments. We are arguing.
Lloyd. Oh, my word. Can you imagine? Oh, Joel Lloyd, come on to our house. Let alone any serious was my. Yo! Kiss my libatron. I'm going to Amunda. That's a smile. Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah.
Introspective topics, fun as well. But I like the fact that it also, you know, reminds you of who you are. Accept who you are. The next person will too.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.